This is you.
K-U-T.
K-U-T, Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largy. It's been a while. We've been working on some pretty cool stuff, though. You're going to be interested to hear about this. Before we get to our story today, I want to tell you about our upcoming live show, AT Explained Live, on January 23rd at the Hogg Auditorium here in Austin, Texas. Tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. on Friday, December 6th. So by the time you're hearing this, they may already be on sale. You can go to KUT.org to get tickets. We'll have 8 brand new stories told live on stage with sound, video, photos, music, the whole nine yards. It's going to be a great show. So I'd really recommend checking it out. If you saw our first AT Explained live show last year, we have all new stories, completely different from that one. We had a great time at that last one, so we think you should come out and check it out. Again, that's January 23rd at the Hogg Auditorium in Austin. And get your tickets at KUT.org. Today, we've got an episode of our spinoff series, Hi, Who Are You?, where you tell us about people in your neighborhood who make it a better place to live. And today, we're going to hear from one woman who wrote into us about a person who sometimes gets a bad rap. You see, Christine Hannon was getting married a few years ago.
And there was a ton of stuff that had to get sent out. You know, save the dates, wedding invitations, returning random gifts or exchanging things.
So she was at the post office a lot, and there was someone she noticed.
I feel like the postmaster here, John, is the embodiment of Austin. I mean, he's just cool, and everyone seems to know him, and he's just not your traditional kind of guy.
Have you ever, like, made up a story about what his life outside the post office is like?
I can't even imagine, no. I feel like this is just his little house. I mean, I feel like he lives back there.
Do you think he has a family? Do you think he has a dog? I don't know.
I don't know. He must be a really good conversationalist, because actually I don't think I've ever heard him talk about himself. He always talks about other people, like asks them questions about their lives.
She wanted to know more about him, so she asked our Hi, Who Are You? Project, and we went to go visit.
The kids loved it. Yeah, they wrote all about it. Yeah. I'm watching them.
If you've never been there, the post office on East 6th is tiny. A narrow little storefront with a trendy restaurant on one side, a hipster bar on the other. It's like every East 6th gentrified stereotype come to life. But the post office is like a time capsule from a bygone era. P.O. boxes line the walls. It's a little bit dingy, but not too dingy. You know, government office dingy. Blues music wafts through the place from somewhere behind the counter.
I love the blues, you know. Blues is pretty much the heart of all music. I don't know, it's kind of goes with the vibe.
Oh, baby, gonna miss me when I'm gone.
I'm John Lahan. I work at the East Austin Post Office on 6th Street. I'm the only person here. So, love me or hate me, you gotta deal with me.
Christine and I show up just before lunchtime. There's a line of customers waiting to get stamps or drop off packages. Like Christine said, they all seem to know John.
Maybe tomorrow?
Yeah. Alrighty, John. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The line dwindles and John closes the metal curtain that blocks off the counter. The place just shuts down during lunch, since he's the only one here. John agreed to talk to us on his lunch break. The Postal Service wouldn't let us interview him while he was working. So if you're listening, Post Office, this interview was on his lunch break.
So I live over here on the east side. I'm an east sider.
We sit down. Christine explains why we're here.
And you're my local post office. And I just, every time I came in, there was always at least one person that said, "Hey, John. Hi, John." And you would ask him about their day or know some kind of fact or detail about them. And I thought, I want to know John, but how do I go about talking to John?
Let's start with his life story. John tells us between bites of taquitos with his favorite Yellow Bird hot sauce.
My parents were hippies in the 60s, and my mom was going to UT. I think my dad was on a 3-day acid trip going down the Colorado, and he saw my mother dancing in a circle with, you know, a bunch of girls. He was like, you know, I got to know her. And so they met. And I'm a product of that.
Born in Austin, grew up in Travis Heights, never had much money.
My dad was, you know, pretty much an alcoholic. He was a bouncer at the Armadillo. So he got stabbed by a bandito. So that job ended.
John says his dad was also a driver for the legendary Austin musician Townes Van Zandt, that he told loads of stories about that. But we're here to talk about John. He's got kids, divorced, got a dog.
How long have you been working for USPS?
29 years.
The last seven at the East 6th location.
Yeah, it's a steady job. It's a, you know, it's a working man's job. You're never going to get rich, but, you know, you can own a house. Well, I don't know about now, but back then.
John says there was a time when this post office had a kind of reputation.
Yeah, there was a few disgruntled people that worked over there, to put it mildly. I just decided that I didn't want to work in a place that was hostile and angry and people were going to, you know, try and fight you when you came in and stuff. And so I just started waving at people and just saying hi, and they started saying hi back.
When you come to work every day, what gets you out of bed? What, you know, what brings you to work?
Child support. No. No. When I think about the East Side, I think about, you know, just average people, you know, just trying to get along with people. And they just want somebody they can talk to. I think people, they like crave or they long for somebody out in the world just to, you know, say hello.
There's something comforting about this post office. It's got this small town Cheers kind of vibe to it. I see why Christine likes coming in here.
I love this job over here. I mean, Eastside's a good place to work. The people I think about are like the older people, the people that really have the, you know, the Austin mentality, that are not, you know, trying to step on everybody to get ahead. You know, people that are trying to have moments with people.
What's the craziest thing that's ever happened to you in your office?
Oh.
A while ago, John says, there was a woman who came into his post office all the time.
She'd come in and just wash my windows, like, all the time. I mean, because she had a window washing business, but she would come in and just clean my windows.
Her name was Kim Terrazas.
She was the kindest, sweetest lady, and she just cared. And that really just rocked my world, you know, that somebody just would come in to say hello and bring me some tacos, and it kind of really kind of caused me to reevaluate my own life and my own job, you know, working here. She was just doing this to the kindness of her heart.
Kim had cancer, but she was doing well, he says. And then this summer, John took his kids on vacation to the mountains.
So I came back and found out that her daughter had texted me and said that she didn't make it. And the last time I saw her, she was doing so well. I mean, she was great. She was happy. I just couldn't believe it. I mean, it just, like, stunned me, you know, that something like that could happen. You know, just still, you know, trying to understand it.
From everything you're saying, particularly from that story, it sounds like you have a real, like a real connection to this community and to your customers, like more than I would imagine my typical postal worker.
You know, there's a lot of postal workers that care. You know, a lot of people look at postal workers as the enemy. And so it's easy to get into this mentality of, I'm just here clocking in and clocking out. And when you're personally invested in something, you have to let things affect you, you know, and you affect other people when you become invested. And, you know, that makes you feel like a human being, you know?
We've stayed too long. A line of customers waits as John reopens the post office after lunch. They're happy to see him, even if they had to wait a minute. He greets some of them by name. And the next time Christine goes in, she'll be one of them. There's more Hi, Who Are You? At atexplained.org. I also want to remind you again of our upcoming AT Explained live show. That's on January 23rd at the Hogg Auditorium here in Austin, Texas. If you want to get tickets, go to KUT.org and you can buy them starting at 10 o'clock on Friday, December 6th. So they may already be on sale right now. Again, January 23rd at the Hogg Auditorium in Austin. We hope to see you there. AT Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Largie.